Senior Story. Someone is always watching you. Chapter 10. Change Comes to Riverdale. Miss Janice felt so sorry for Tarek. He needed Duke, but even if he recovered, Tarek was too poor to keep him. They all sat in silence.
"Hey," Dantrell suddenly brightened up, "what if we made it a class project to collect enough dog food for a month and then took Duke and the food over to the Summers?"
Both Jamila and Miss Janice were all for it.
"Well, why not make it a whole Riverdale project? We could start a dog food collection. People could bring any extra food or a little money. Parents could spread the word at their workplaces. If enough people help, we could keep all the pets and kids together."
The next day, Miss Janice announced the plan to the class. The students immediately took hold of the idea since many of them had already been through the experience of giving away their dogs. Soon, the whole elementary school got involved. They hung signs throughout their neighborhoods announcing the collection of pet food for the new Riverdale Pet Pantry. Meanwhile, the Carsons and Davies made plans to visit the Summers' home and reunite Duke with Tarek. Though Duke still limped, the splints were off, and he had gained weight and strength from all the loving care he had received. Dantrell and Jamila led the way to Tarek's, with Duke frolicking alongside. Their mothers followed with a wagon loaded with enough dog food for over a month, as well as canned goods for the family. They rang the doorbell. It was Tarek who answered.
"What do you want?"
he began, but Duke interrupted.
His big paws landed on Tarek's chest, almost knocking him over. "Duke!" he shouted. "I thought you was dead."
Tears flowed as the two hugged. Duke slobbered all over Tarek's salty cheeks.
"What be all the racket?"
railed a harsh voice of Mrs. Summers, until she saw the gathering.
"Oh, my, well, I..."
And then the whole group was in tears together.
As word spread throughout Riverdale, the pet pantry began to fill. A reporter from Riverdale News came to interview Jamila and Dantrell at school. The article generated a tremendous response, and soon the pet pantry had to be relocated from the school to Oak Forest Animal Rescue. It was then that Tarek volunteered to keep the pantry in order. Being so strong, he was extremely useful in stacking all the donations. The staff loved having him. He dreamed of one day starting his own rescue and food pantry. Late one Wednesday afternoon, as Jamila and her mother were leaving Oak Forest after volunteering, Jamila heard a familiar voice.
"Look, he's still here, Mom. It's Herbie."
Jamila had never felt such a deep sense of satisfaction as she did that moment when she watched Herbie bounce into the arms of his young owner. They belonged together, and now they could stay together. She whispered to her dad, just in case he could hear,
"Look, Dad, I did my best to set a good example, just like you did for me. And look what happened. Riverdale is now a much happier place to live."